This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at the launch event of the ISVID project in Cardiff. I'm speaking to Cathy and guide dog Spencer. How have you found these skating sessions so far?
They've been so amazing. I've been skating since before the sessions, but being able to actually, you know, experience it with other blind, visually impaired people, it's just so heartwarming to also have people experience things that I've experienced and help them overcome the barriers that I had to overcome myself without any other support. It was just me and my, it just come and skate in as for fun. So being able to help now the other skaters here is just so much fun.
And what are the best parts of the individual sessions? Are there any sort of exercises or drills that you do that are most enjoyable?
I think all of it, really. Just knowing that we're all in the same boat and that we're all learning at the same time. It's just so interesting to see how everyone else learns at the same time. So I think just all of it.
How have the sessions been made more accessible for blind or partially sighted people?
So Alison, our group coordinator, she has brought people like myself on who have lived the experience, and she has, you know, brought quite a few people on board to understand more about what she can do to help us. And you know, she's done amazing. She's got Disability Sport Wales to come and do training with the coaches. She's had people like myself come and do risk assessments, as well as other PAG members. We've all come along and, you know, just sort of explained which bits could do with little bits of tweaking and which bits couldn't. So it's all really a collaborative sort of experience, really.
At the moment, these are due to run for 20 weeks, these sessions. What happens at the end? Will you keep skating?
I hopefully will, but we are hopefully also trying to make a legacy project. So we're trying to get it either to open to a wide array of disabilities or to continue it as we are now. It all depends on how these sessions go and whether or not we can get funding.
And have you found that being on the ice makes people feel more equal?
Yeah, 100%. So since we're all visually impaired or have some sort of visual impairment, we are all on the same boat. We are all there to help each other, whether or not someone is practicing, you know, a higher level. We'll explain that, oh, we're on this side of the rink, just to be aware. And then, you know, our volunteers will sort of help guide people around if someone's in a certain area, practicing with a coach. So we're all helping each other.
And how do you think Spencer would manage on the ice?
I think he'd love it. I hope to get him on the ice one day.
You think we need 4 ice skates?
Yeah. I think we need 4 little toddler ice skates and he'll be fine.
Well, good luck in the rest of the sessions, and thanks very much for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you so much.